get offline.
Blog Talk Radio.
You know.
The streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your host, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
I gotta do right before they call me home.
Good evening and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. Today is January 27th, 2010. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd, and the topic is, as always, the Streets Don't Love You Back. Join us with real people, real stories, real changes, as we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We had a fantastic show for you tonight, but so far our guest hasn't called in. So until then, we will just talk about some of the things that are going on right now with the movement and some of the changes that that we've been making. I'd like to welcome my co-host, Boyd.
Yes, how you doing, Lucinda? And, you know, we thank everybody who looks in, at our TV shows and who listen to our radio shows weekly. And we just want to send out a shout out to all the loved ones that have missing family members. We definitely want to say that, and we definitely want to say if you have a loved one that's missing, we have a page on our streetsdontloveyouback.neen.com page where you can upload missing photos of your missing loved one. So, and we want to thank everyone. So that's what I have to say, and God bless.
We also have our book out on ebook now, which is exciting. You can just get on the internet and order it and have it right there. You can order that on our website at www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. You can also get our book and soundtrack on eBay now, as well as lulu.com, which is another place that you can purchase books. And you can go directly to those sites, and then again, you can get anything from our website. So we're getting the word out there. We're getting things moving. We'll be on Barnes and Noble any day. We've just finished up all the paperwork, and we're just waiting for the orders to go through. So things are looking up and getting exciting. We're still looking for people to work with our movement. We're looking for people from different cities to organize and get together speaking engagements and so that we can come and talk to the youth about the dangers of gang violence and drugs and how to stay away from putting yourself in situations where you might be a victim of abuse and other things. Tonight, our guest, we were going to talk a little bit about being molested and raped. And I have a couple of statistics here that I'd like to go over, and maybe we could talk about those for a minute. But I don't know if you know, Boyd, but 1 in 6 women and 1 in 33 men will be sexually assaulted in their lifetime. That's just amazing, isn't it? Hello? All right. I must have lost him for a minute. Hello? Okay. Hey, I'm going to go to a song, and we'll be right back and see what. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Oh, did you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear, yeah.
Okay, I couldn't hear you. So.
Yeah, we have another guest going to call in a few minutes.
Okay. I was reading a statistic, and I didn't know if you heard me or not. I thought we were having a couple of technical difficulties here. One of the statistics that I found about rape and sexually assaulted victims is that 1 in 6 women and 1 in 33 men will be sexually assaulted in their lifetime.
Okay, we got our caller in right now, just called in, so you can punch our guest in tonight, which is my nephew, Aaron.
Hello?
Hello, welcome right here to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show.
Yes, I'm Aaron, and I just want to talk about the importance of being in school as a young teenager. I'm 17 right now. I've been out of school for about a couple of months now, and I've realized that, you know, without school, I really don't have nothing pretty much to do. I want to encourage the youth that's, you know, 17 and younger or whatever, that's under me and those above me, you know, to get back in school. Or if you're not in school, try to get in school. Cause that's what I'm trying to do.
Dig that. Okay. And I just want to let everybody know that's my nephew out of Detroit. He's getting his life together, and he just wanted to be on the show to talk about the importance, like he said, of education and getting your life on the right track. And now I'm going to turn the mic over to my wife, Lucinda, and she can ask him some questions.
Hi, Aaron. Nice to talk to you again.
Hello. Nice to talk to you.
It's been a while since I've seen you. How are you doing?
I'm all right.
Good. Hey, Aaron, you want to take us back to maybe when you were younger and kind of give us a little history about your life and how you grew up and maybe some of the situations that you went through, some of the
yeah.
struggles that you think that you went through?
Yes, man.
Okay.
I grew up in the city of Detroit, not a bad kid. I have a brother, you know what I'm saying, one of my closest friends. You know, we did a lot, been in a lot of trouble. I lived with my mother on the west side about up to 9, and then I moved with my grandmother, and that's where I found myself being, you know, better. I mean, over there is basically like I have freedom basically to do whatever I want and just be in at a certain time. Over there, when I moved with my grandmother, it was kind of hard for me to adjust to that because I was so used to, you know, having so much freedom while so young. So my grandma is also a big adjustment in my life to help me get myself together and help me get back on the right path. And she did that for 4 years straight, and then I moved back with my mother. And it was, you know, basically like I was getting my freedom back, but then I learned also not to run wild with my freedom because grandma put that into me. It's okay to have this time and place for everything. So you can't just run free all the time. You got to take care of what's important in life.
Right. And so you're back with your mom for how long after that?
My mother, I was back all the way up until now. So I moved back in with my grandmother last year in November. And
so,
right now I'm catching a little struggle on the backside because she don't want me, she put me out the house and everything. She don't want me to go to school and she don't want me to better myself. So
your mother doesn't want you to do that?
She doesn't.
Your mother doesn't?
She doesn't. She don't want to sign my paper for me to get back in school, so I'm trying to do what I can best to get back in school for myself with the help of my father and my grandmother and my uncle.
Right. Well, keep it up. And I mean, there's got to be a way to get around that and you know, get yourself back in school so that you can get your education. And thank God you have a grandmother that's, you know, watching out for you and telling you what's real out there.
Yes, and also my uncles, too.
That's
they
right.
They help me a lot when they can.
That's right.
Yeah, so, you know, tonight we have a great show tonight with my nephew, Aaron. He's out of Detroit, Michigan, and he's going to be talking with us tonight, like he stated, about the importance of the youth and the importance of school and stay away from the gangs, the drugs, and the violence. And right now we're going to go to a song, The Streets Don't Love You Back remix, and we're going to come back with my nephew out of Detroit. So everybody be patient. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, what's up? This RB checking in. But the streets don't love you back. The movement is on, baby. Letting you know, me and LD talking about that thug / drug life. Let me tell you a little lesson, players. In these streets, baby, they'll never love you back. Trust that. Everybody's around here talking about all that thug life, player. Talking about that drug dealing thing. Tell you, baby, it's about getting your life together, getting your head on tight, doing something with your life and stop destroying your community and stop destroying yourself, baby. But when the people come at you, they come for real, player. Homeboys on my team done got 400 million before, baby. 100 million, baby. Now they sitting on death row, baby. That's where you want to be, player. Cause the drug game is washed up. The thug game is washed up, baby. They put it in our communities, baby, and they tell us off the top, yeah, you can make this, you can make that. But once they come for you, game over, lights out. Do what you feel, do what you want to do, baby, but join the movement. It's the streets, baby. They don't love you back. It's the streets, baby. They don't love you back. Come on, come on. Here is a track of knowledge, you feel me? Want all young brothers and sisters across America to understand that the drug game, the thug life, that's all washed up right now. Take heed, learn from players that done live that life, you feel me? Much love to my man, the real freeway Ricky Ross. Jeff stepped down May 4th. We sending you much love out there to Cali, you feel me? Much love to everybody across state to state who roll with the movement. It's time to open your eyes up, people. It's time to rise up above all this street thing. You feel me? It's a better way. Let's do this.
It's moments like this when my back's against the fence that I say, fuck the fence. Life is just, I gotta go and get a bit. Got me caught up in moves. Shit, I'm strong. It started from my home, so I'm at home with pressures. Are we all alone? When we born, we all alone. When we die, we need to get our shit together. We can make it if we try, so probably make it if you cry. But I hate it when you whine. And if all the truth is up, then you can take it when you die. I'm on my grind, cause all I got is time. But maybe it's enough, but if it's not, then let me know. Cause I feel like I'm on bus, I'm overstuffed with propaganda. This is slander and lies, try to slick the public and then wonder why there's crimes and murders on the rise. Cause we ain't got a dime. Shit, I'ma hurt some fucking body. You see it in my eyes. I lie awake sometimes at night and ponder how to get ahead. Jump out of bed, paranoid. I'm going backwards instead. Feel like my feet is full of lead. Cause I just can't move. Freestyle life off the head. Cause I don't know what to do. I need to make a couple moves. Ooh, I need to make a couple moves. I need to make a couple moves, but I gotta stay free, cause each and everything I do and say affects my seed. Decide what's the truth, separate it from fallacy. Separate what I want from the things that I need, and try to make a way for everything to be okay. Stay focused on my goals so you never stray away. Let the past be the past and your future's okay. Pay attention to the present, living in it every day. Come
now
on.
Now this all be checking back in with you. Like I said, it's that trap of knowledge. Let you young brothers and sisters understand that, hey, the street life, that's a dead issue, that's a dead game, that's all washed up. Let's get our life together, let's do what we need to do, let's love more, hate none. RB, love, one, much love to Lucinda, my manager, and my man LD. Let's do it. 100. Out.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back here to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. Well, we're kicking it live with my nephew, Aaron, up out of Detroit, a young man who's trying to stay on the right track and get his life together, and definitely trying to put insinuation to your youths out here that the streets definitely don't love you back. They'll never love you back. And it's about education, and it's about wisdom, and staying on the right road. So we're going to cut right back to my main man, Aaron, on the line. And Aaron, I just want to ask you, can you give us a few examples of what kind of things you went through to make you start wanting to change your life?
Well, a couple of things that made me want to change. It got to the point where my mother was, you know, like she was struggling, like, to the end. And, you know, I had to kind of stepped out into the streets for a little while and played a little part in that. But, you know, I realized, you know, the streets is only for people who have to take that choice, you know. I chose to hop out there, you know, because few reasons and wanting to help out with, you know, a couple of the things in the house, you know, wanting to help pay off a little something. But, you know what I'm saying, I realized, you know, that's not for everybody. There's those who must do it and those who choose to do it and those who just want to be a part of it. Me, I chose to do it because I had a reason. I felt like I had to take up and be responsible. And those who must do it, you know, that's the only way they know how to survive. And those who want to be a part of it are just following behind what's not, you know what I'm saying, what's not them. So, I mean, later on I looked at it, and I know that's not for me. So I had to find something that, you know what I'm saying, I enjoy doing. You know what I'm saying? I was with the wrong crowd at one point in time. All I know was, you know, skipping school and all that. Doing what, you know what I'm saying, somebody else was doing. But, you know, like I said, that's not for me.
Dig that. And I want to insinuate on that because, you know, when you're out here in these streets and you are calling yourself trying to be a follower, it's easy to get caught up more quicker than if you out here trying to make a choice to be that person in that lifestyle, you know, because the street lifestyle ain't for everybody. But for real, though, if everybody knew the truth, the street life ain't for nobody, because in the end, it's only two ways out, and that's the penitentiary or the death yard, you know. So it's a lot of young cats need to learn that out here and need to learn that when you're in school, when you're getting your education and doing the right thing, the police, the feds, the DEA, they can't take that from you. But if you're out here in the street calling yourself being that guy, they can take all that from you, you know what I mean, your life and everything else. So I commend you for getting your head back on tight and stepping up to be a man and doing the right thing, because a man does the right thing, and that's going to school, getting your education, and forward in your life, you know. And a fool don't do nothing but be out here and get caught up and go under, you know. So I'm glad that you chose the right choice, my man.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to pass the mic back over to the missus.
Okay. So, Aaron, you were having some trouble with your mom, and so that's why you kind of went out on your own for a little bit?
No, I went out on my own to try to help her.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, she didn't seem to want to help, so, you know, then I got my nose clean quick, you know, got my nose clean quick and went about my business.
Right.
You know,
so what were you doing? What were you trying to do? Did you said that you moved out to try to help your mother?
Yeah.
Or you just went to the streets and did things that you shouldn't have to try to help your mother?
Right. That's what I did. I moved
okay.
and tried to be that guy. And that's not for everybody.
Right. Everybody can't be that guy. Even if you are trying to help mom, right?
Right.
So you ended up back at your grandmother's house, and now your mother won't sign for you to go to school. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
She won't sign the papers for you to go to school where you're at?
Yes. I'm right now with my grandmother staying in Southfield, so, and I need her signature stating that I stay out here. But I tried to talk to her more than once, and she said she refuses to sign the papers, so.
Wow, that's unbelievable that a mother doesn't want her son to get an education.
Right, so let me ask you something. Oh, okay, now that you're 17 years old, correct?
Yes.
Now that you see both sides of the coin, because when we're young, we don't see a lot of things that we should see. We only see one side of the coin, you know. How do that make you feel up towards your mother that she's trying to block you from being a successful person?
It's kind of hard because, you know, that's my mother. You know, that's who brought me in this world. So it's kind of difficult. But, you know, I'm thy mother and father, you know. That's what the Bible says. So I still love my mother. I just have to love her from a distance.
Right.
My man. And, you know, I can tell that, you know, grandmama brought you up the right way on her end, because it you know, only people that's been brought up on that level know what you just said about the honor of the mother and father, you know what I mean? So that's showing that you was raised the right way, my man.
Yeah, grandma, she put that switch on me, but, you know what I'm saying, I thank her for it.
Yeah, right. No doubt. You know, it ain't, if a lot of cats out here get that switch on them, they have been all right when they was young. Because if you don't know right from wrong when you're young, you can't get old and know right from wrong, because you only know one choice of life, you know what I mean? But in your case, I peep what you said, you dig? You was trying to jump out there in that life, but seeing quickly that wasn't your thing. So you understood as coming up what right and wrong was, so you knew how to result back to what was right. Is that what I'm hearing?
Right. And again, I didn't witness a lot though too. So, you know what I'm saying? I observe everything. I always have to, you know, no matter where I go, I'm always looking, you know, I'm always waiting for somebody to approach me. So I kind of learn how to watch out for everything, watch who's, you know, I gotta catch on quick, fast. For those who's talking, you gotta stay away from those who's talking. So I basically stayed away from them. Then nobody really know me. I was by myself. You know, people come up, you know what I'm saying? Here go a sale here, here go a sale there. But, you know, that wasn't for me, even while I was making the fast money. I know I can't be selling what, you know what I'm saying, I'm not going to use to somebody else, you know, harm themselves. Why would I sell you something that's going to harm yourself?
Right, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, so like you said, for a minute you got out there trying to call yourself being a hustler.
But it wasn't working for me.
Right, right. You immediately seen that the hustle life wasn't for you.
Mm-hmm.
Dig that. So what kind of things did you do in school before you had started taking the bad road? And where do you want to take your life at, and what are you trying to accomplish?
When I first stepped up, I was doing good until, like, my mother, she moved during finals in my ninth grade year. And when she moved and they told me I couldn't get all my grades, it was just like, why am I here? What's the point of me having to come? And then that's when I went all down doing, you know, unnecessary things, smoking, skipping, not going to school. And then later on, as it caught up with me, you know, now I'm behind, and now I'm trying to get in school, it's taking me farther behind because I'm missing time out where I can be in the classroom getting an education. Now that I have to wait and try to get back in school and lose more time, and then still have to go back and finish school. So, you know, I messed up where I did, but, you know, I got to finish it at a later date.
My man. So what advice would you give these youths out here that's trying to, like you said, jump into that lifestyle, trying to be that guy and things like that? What kind of things would you tell them?
I'm from somebody that's their age. I mean, I done did that, you know, been there, done that. It's not for nobody. Because in the end, like you said, you either going to see the jailhouse or you're gonna be buried somewhere. So my advice would be, y'all find something that y'all like doing, like an activity or something. Like me, what got me out was I like to box. So I joined the boxing, and I got with a lot of positive-minded people. People wanted to see me do good and train and help me. So that's what I did. Find it, you know, like my brother, he got an activity that he liked. he liked to play basketball, so I encourage him to play basketball. All I'm saying is, for the youth, find y'all something that y'all like to do. So if you like playing with electronics, go, you know what I'm saying, get a couple of, go get in an electronics class, go join a team robotics building club or something. Find something that you like to do, that you are passionate about, and do it. Because you see that the energy change. You love what you do, therefore you have a good time.
My man, and I agree with that, young man, you know, because if you don't like what you do, that's like a person that's going to a job every day. If you don't like what you don't do, you ain't going to do that job good, you know. You're going to do it, but it's going to be half-assed, you know. And we want to thank my man Aaron being right here at the show, and we're going to go to a commercial, and we're going to go to another song. First, we're going to go to the book radio spot, and after that, we're going to go to the Streets Don't Love You Back.
The money, the rise to power, violence, gangs, drugs, death, self-destruction, prison, the true life story of Detroit kingpin Rob Boyd. A must-read book. This book will be available online, worldwide, to order at thestreetsdontloveyouback.name.com, at amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com, indiebound.org, and borders.com. Also available in Detroit at Harlem World Books and Videos and at Human Bookstore on Frederick Douglass Boulevard. It's everywhere, so go ahead and order your autographed copy today. The Streets Don't Love You Back.
Yeah, this The Streets Don't Love You Back. We dedicate this to all the youths across America, all those who've been abandoned by their parents and loved ones. We let you know that God is good. Always, even when no one else cares, he's there for you.
Oh,
keep your head up.
Oh, hey, the streets don't love you back. Out here grinding in a life of crime. The streets don't love you back. It's only one rule, baby, I don't get mine. The streets don't love you back. It's only one way on this lonely road. The streets don't love you back. Gotta do right before they call me home. The streets don't
never love you.
This is Rob Boyd checking in, letting you know the streets will never ever love you back.
When I was abandoned by my father in this world, when I was abandoned by the man that I thought loved me, it took my whole life in another direction, my mind. How can you say that you love me in this world? Never did nothing for me or my mama or my sister in this world. How can you look at yourself and be proud of what you've done? Now I say to myself, as a little child, I went to the street world and I had to learn that it didn't love me back. Now I look at life so much in a different frame, my mind. Now I know the streets will never love me back. I thank God for what he's done for me, 'cause I listened to my mama in this world. Now I tell all the children, all the little boys and girls, the streets will never love you, will never love you back.
The streets don't love you back. Out here grinding in a life of crime. The streets don't love you back. There's only one rule, baby, I'ma get mine. The streets don't love you back. There's only one way on this lonely road.
The streets
don't love you back. Gotta do right before they call me home.
I know I can't change the way your young mind thinks, and I know you wanna lounge, smoke weed and drink, and I really ain't all the type to give a speech or preach, but I promise God that I would do this if you get me out the streets. See, when I was coming up, motherfuckers was loyal, but now they cracking under pressure when the situation boils. and comes to a head. Another fork in the road. Everyone got affidavits, show their codies told. They wasn't scared to do the crime, but now these motherfuckers cowards. The county was one thing, but now it's no more private showers. It's all in the open. Better learn to be a man. Fuck all the pistol popping, yapping. Should've learned to use your hands. Went from pod storms to day rooms to mess halls and rec yards. You think you something special, everybody's got it hard. Penitentiary ain't like it is on TV. And a fair joint is something hope you never have to see. I don't care how tough you think you are to humble your ass. They got a room especially for you just to beat your ass. Shit sad, it's hard, raced by the streets with no dad. But going life or death impression ain't gonna never change the past, cuz.
Yeah, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I like to dedicate this track to my mother, my brothers, my sister, to my man LD, his wife Holly, to my manager Lucinda, to my two sons, Michael and Robert. Dedicate this to my homeboys, the Bishop Crew off Van Eyck and Harper, the Brewster Project, my man Chickaria, Warner County Project, 430 Crew, Day and Fab, rest in peace. Let's do this. You live on through my vision. The streets don't love you back. One of your own made it. Now we tell the world, the streets will never love you back. Change your ways. Change your ways. Change your ways.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back here to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. And once again, we're kicking it live with my man Aaron up out of Detroit. And once again, he's definitely here to state his case to the youth out here. And we definitely asking the youth to definitely listen to all those who are telling their story and done walked that road. And this young man didn't have to walk a deep, deep road before he flipped it back over and knew the change had to come, you know what I mean? Because nobody's trying to spend the rest of their life in the joint. Nobody's trying to go to the graveyard early. The young man is trying to make something happen in his life. So we want to give him big ups on that. And we're going to pass the mic back over to Lucinda.
All right. Aaron, when's your birthday? When are you going to be 18?
The 28th of December.
You got another year, Mom. You know, have you, you know, of course traditional school's the way everybody wants to go and everybody feels like it's the best, but, you know, there's so many different alternatives now and different circumstances for people with, you know, online school and private schools and different things like that. But, you know, have you even maybe thought about just going ahead right now and get your GED?
Well, I really wanted a high school diploma first and then, you know,
right,
take a trade later.
Right. Well, and how many years out are you? One or two? How many more years do you have to go high school?
Well, next year was supposed to be my final year, but I'm going to have to do next year and a half in order to finish. But if that's what's going to be my high school diploma, then I'm going to have to do what I have to do.
Right. Well, you know, and nowadays, too, I mean, even colleges don't care whether it's a high school diploma or a GED. You know, they'll take you to college the same. So, you know, if a GED is going to get you up and going quicker, that, you know, might be something to think about. You know, it costs maybe $300 and it's, you know, maybe 4 months studying in classes and take your test. And, you know, I know what you're saying, a high school diploma means so much more, you know, especially if that's something that you've wanted all your life. But sometimes things don't always work out the way we want, and we can still get, you know, reach the same outcome in the end as far as you getting to college and getting your education. You know, just thinking how we can get you there a little bit sooner.
Yeah,
what kind of what's that?
I said I was going to take that up and look into that.
Right.
Yeah, because I think, you know, everybody want that, you know what I mean? And if the GED, you know, which your uncle got his GED, you know what I mean? I didn't finish school, you know, and that was by choice. Nobody stopped me, you know. I was in the streets so heavy, so I finished my GED when I was locked up. So you don't have to go that route, and a lot of other youths don't have to go that route, but if your GED is something you can get into, You know, I think that's something to think about, because nobody ain't got the sign for you to get no GED but yourself. You know what I mean?
Right.
Your parents might have to sign for you to get in somebody's schoolhouse saying you stay here, but nobody has to sign for you to get your GED and take your classes. That's something you should talk to your daddy about, you know what I mean, for you can get up and rolling and get that behind you. And can't nobody take that from you once you get it, your mama and nobody else, you know what I mean? So sometimes we have to go another route in order to succeed at what we want to succeed in, where it's not being a hindrance to us, you know? And right now, you not being in school, you know, for me hearing you, is a hindrance to you at what you're trying to do. So I think you should flip that and get the GED and go ahead and make your dream start happening, where nobody can take that from you.
Right. By the time you're 18, you could you know, be in a college already, you know? And, you know, you seem like a really smart, intelligent person, and I would hate to see you, you know, wait 2 or 3 more years to get into college just for that piece of paper, where, you know, a GED is that same piece of paper, you just got it a different way.
No doubt.
You know, but you can get into the same college, you can get into, you know, into any college or trade school that you want, even if you have your GED. And, you know, you can get your life to where you want it to be. You know, by the time you are 18, you could have your, you know, your plans made about your college education and what you want to do.
And in Detroit, like I said, you know, y'all ain't lived there so many years. Do they still got GED vocational schools you go to?
I'm not even sure.
Yeah, well, yeah, check into that tomorrow. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
see about that. And you might can get your game on quicker. You know what I mean? Because with them classes, the only thing you got to do is sign up, because you're already 17. So I know for a fact at 17, you don't need nobody's signature to go to a GED class, you know?
Yeah, to get like an alternative.
Yeah, so I think you should check into that tomorrow. And then that can ease your mind up, and you can still get your study on. And ain't got to worry about nobody's sickness, you know?
Right. Well, I pick up a couple of books every once in a while and look into that and read the books.
Right, yeah. But, yeah, make sure you call tomorrow or when you get time this week to check and see if it's a school out there that you, a GED class, you can go out there in that area and study your GED and get that going, you know?
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. See,
so,
the junior college out here has the junior. You can look at the junior colleges as well. Because I was looking for someone out here, and it's the classes are like 2 nights a week from like 6 to 9 in the evening, and you know, they go over everything with you before you take any of the tests. So you know, you're there learning, you know, and it's a semester class. So you know, and I know here it costs, I would say, close to $300 for that semester, but, you know, in a few months you could be planning your college education and what you're going to do from there.
Yeah. So any shout-outs you'd like to give anybody, my man?
Yes, I want to give a shout-out to my grandmother and my uncles, all of them, and to my neighbors down the street from my mother who helped me, Crystal and Mama Kathy. Like to give a shout out to them and my little brother too, and I want to thank you and your wife, my auntie, for giving me the opportunity to come on the show. Thank you.
Oh, ain't no doubt. You know what I mean. So my man is doing his thing, you know, and we just want to say, you know, keep up the good work and keep up what you're doing, and we gonna come right back with you in a few minutes. You know what I mean. Hang on. And we're going to go to our chain song, and we're going to come back with my man Aaron in a few minutes.
Oh, hold on.
Boy, wreck it.
Ho.
Young Trucker.
In my life, want to make a change, but they just ain't cold. Put them lyrics down, and now I'm selling legal dope. On the streets, trying to make that green, but it wasn't easy. And I was doing wasn't too tough up on being sleazy. But I got past that stage, I had to bail. Living like a pill, but went 5 times in the county jail. That was a wake-up call, but did I listen? Doing wrong things that ain't the same. Sure ain't what you're missing. Boy, I can't help it, but sometimes
hustle, switching your riches. I'm still living the life while others locked up in prison. So listen, the shit that I did was illegal, but I'm not going in depth with you people. So let me do what I gotta do. It really doesn't matter who. Don't like my chain, stay away from me if it bothers you, cause I won't be mine. You better change yours. You say it's open opportunities, but all I see is closed doors, cause my LIFE had me in a state of misery. Made me want to go back in my past and change my history.
Show where we do it live every Wednesday night, and once again we back with my man Aaron, and he just gonna finish tightening up his story. And what advice you got to give to these youths out here, Mr. Aaron?
Well, I encourage the youth to, you know, find somebody close who they can talk to, you know, relieve some of the stress off their mind, you know, to keep them, you know, without so much worry. Like, you know what I'm saying? I used to worry a lot. I started having anxiety attacks and stuff. You don't want that stuff. So get you somebody close you can talk to and have it to where you can talk about anything. You know, like I have my grandmother. I can talk to my grandmother about anything. She gave me words of advice, helped me stay strong. And find y'all some extra activities to do, you know, some sports, you know, join some type of club, bowling, chess, checkers. Find something you feel to do. And,
hey, Aaron, tell me, you said that you're doing some boxing?
Yes, I do boxing. When I get
are you in a boxing club where you compete?
Yes, they have. I haven't been in the gym in a while, but yes, they do sign us up. They weigh us in, and they have us go fight different fighters and things.
Are you gonna get back into the gym
boxing
and start doing that again?
Yes, because they have little boxing tournaments and I want to get in and put my arms to the test. You know, help relieve some stress too. But I don't fight.
Right.
You know, when I'm angry, because you know.
Right. Well, that exercise will help relieve some of that tension and stress. But yeah, definitely let us know when you're having some tournaments and maybe we can come out and watch you.
All right. We'll do so.
Yeah.
So we're going to, you know, tell my man Aaron, you know, it's great having you on the show. And we hate we had to hit you at the last minute, but glad you was available.
No problem.
Right.
So we're going to, you know, we're going to do one more song with my man Aaron, and then we're going to, you know, let him chill, because I know he's doing his thing. So we're going to go to another song right quick, and we're going to let the missus choose this one, and we're going to keep it moving. Be right back with my man Aaron.
Yeah. Jah know me have no mercy for no slavery. Run up on them, I turn off my heat. Jah know me have the one they meant to say. When they want me, turn to why he lives. Jah know me have no mercy for no slavery. We are gonna strike them like thunder. Jah know me have the one they meant to say. In the ground now they under. Ding ding ding. I'm from a nation of war warriors. I have to have my hands on a nigga. From a tree, we always die for peace. They kill us in the streets and they give us disease. We pray down for our knees. The last they make a way to get through trouble with ease. Then we're surrounded by envy. Some say they are your brother, but they're filled with jealousy. They try to snipe you from trees. That's why we choose to kill, cause they're consumed with greed.
Gentlemen, we right back here at the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show, kicking it live once again with my man Aaron and the Mrs. Miss Boyd. So we're doing our thing, and we was just happy to have him on the show tonight, and we hope you use, listen and learn from other people's mistakes. So we'll go to Lucinda.
All right. Well, I just have something here that I wanted to read to you, Aaron. It might be something that you can remember too, but it says the game of life is not so much as holding a good hand as playing a poor hand well, as in a game of cards. To heal is to look at the cards that we were dealt as children and then to throw away what is useless and to build on what will help us win. It's a long, drawn-out game, and the stakes are high because we're in it for our life. Gratefully, in this game, this second chance, the deck is stacked in our favor, and we are the dealers. Using a new deck of cards, with help from the skilled hands of the higher power, which is the God, we can't lose. I choose to keep what I want and throw away from the past and can turn my losses into gains. So just like this, you know, throw away the bad and keep the good and build on it, and, you know, you can't lose. You'll be a winner.
Right.
So are we ready to do our last shout-out, Ford?
Yes, we is. We definitely ready to do our last shout-out. And we're going to give my man Aaron once again to give his last final shout-outs, and we're going to close him on out.
Well, I got one more thing to say. As youth, we tend to always want, but we don't see what we already have. So to the youth, appreciate what you have and what you already got, than to always want. So I say that, and thanks to my grandmothers and my uncles and all my family members, I thank y'all. And Mama Kathy and Crystal, I thank y'all also for walking me in when nobody else, when Mama kicked me out. So thank y'all.
My man. All right, then. So that's our last hookup for the show right there. And we want to just give big shout-outs to everybody who listens to the show every week. And we want to give a shout-out to, you know, those who is unfortunate, you know. We give our prayers out to the Haiti people over there across the water with their earthquake. And I want to definitely give out a special shout-out to my mother, Miss Boyd, a lady who's always been there for everybody, you know, all her children and all her grandchildren, and one of the strongest women I have ever known all through my life, you know. And I thank my mother for always being there for me when I was a problem child. You know, I sent my mother through a lot as a kid, and my mother was always there for me, and that's what made me the man who I am today. Because my mother was always behind me, right or wrong. So I give much love to my mother.
And when you were wrong, she was kicking your behind, making you know what's right.
No doubt.
Hey, Aaron.
Yes.
Make sure you give your grandmother a big hug and kiss for us, okay?
All right.
All right. And we'd like to thank you for coming on. We'd like to thank all the listeners for coming on tonight. Join us next Wednesday night. We have a guest, James Mathis, a.k.a. Jimmy DeSaint, and that'll be a very interesting show next week, so join us Wednesday night, 11:30 Eastern Time, 8:30 Pacific Time, and join us every Wednesday as we talk with real people, real stories, real changes, and hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. So we'd like to wish you all a good night and a good week, and we will get back with you next Wednesday night. We're going to go out with one more song, and that's a song by LD, In Need of a Change. Good night. Remember, the streets don't love you back.
Yeah. LD. So far too often, we look back in hindsight and wish, say, I wish I just had one more chance. Won't let me forget that I done let down the best of my years. But you can see the drive in my eyes and the hidden surprise, because I haven't sort of come too big. And with my chin to the sky high, so the sunshine, life is on the line with no place to be. And I'm in need of a change, maybe from the inside out. Let these two up from a brain to try to shut my mouth. I done seen a lot of things that I've never talked about. If I could do it all again, I never let them in my house. I done made some mistakes, apologize and reconcile. I done changed all my ways from what I was as a child. Stood on my mama's grave, rain poured down from the clouds. Dropped to my knees and prayed I'd have a reason to smile. I'm gonna be
been looking hard, running around in these streets, chasing girls. Thought I learned all the world had to teach, but one day I lost weight, realized I didn't know shit, and it hit me like a brick. Wish I could do it all again, but I can't, and I ain't. Anyway, I read and brave, write my future like a book. As I turn another page, as the lights go down, I walk across the stage, rub the law full up, but more importantly, I pray that everything will be okay. And somehow I know it is. All I gotta do right now is get through this bullshit. Keep my chin to the sky, put my back against the wall. Fuck out, I will fight, fight, scratch and claw, and still stand tall in the belly of the beast. Be afraid of nothing in this world has got to be. Sometimes I feel slip if I forget my sleep, but that's why I hit my knees soon as I lose the sheet. No more waiting. Life is not a game. Sometimes you might not get a second chance. What you got. Don't be jealous of others. Do for your damn self.
Streets Don't Love You Back radio show, and we'd like to thank everybody for listening, and good night, much love, be back next Wednesday.
And join our website also at www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com.